beat the drum. 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 Sit-ins, love-ins, protest marches became the status quo. People disenfranchised. Social upheaval. We watched the CN Tower emerging in the spring. Imagining the heights this new technology would bring. But we were firmly planted on the Hart House field. Protesting social injustices that we perceived. Beat the drum, beat the drum, beat the drum. Beat the drum, beat the drum, beat the drum. We marched on the Robarts Library, did a mass sit-in on the steps, so undergraduate students could have access to the stacks. Information was the key to our success. Why did they place those roadblocks there in the first place? Women marching toward Queen's Park to signal the need for change. We took our bras off in unison and waved them for all to see. The cameras that came out to document the event got their sound bites for the evening news, and we were content. Then we marched towards the clinics that were skirting the laws, trying to change reproductive rights for all women worldwide. The protests became dangerous for everyone concerned. But the laws were changed and the women had more power to decide. Then the Vietnam War news made the front pages every day. Student protests everywhere were unified in rage. Politics was ugly and got worse every day. And we believed we needed a change. Beat the drums, beat the drums, beat the drums. Beat the drums, beat the drums, beat the drums. And the CN Tower opened up for everyone to see how the world would be such a brave new world. And the Vietnam War ended, and men walked on the moon. But have we learned anything along the way? We have the right to vote and the right to be heard, making choices and living with the consequences. We are not a product of circumstance, we are a product of our decisions. Beat the drums, beat the drums, beat the drums. Beat the drums, beat the drums, beat the drums.